I was thinking about the sort of things that I could ramble on about today. I got to thinking about doodling. I was doodling on the bus, and for anybody who's not British, who doesn't understand what doodling is when you're perhaps a bit distracted and you decide to get out a pen and a bit of paper and basically just let your, you just let the, what's it they say, the old creative juices flowing and all that sort of stuff. You start feeling rather artistic. You either, doodle your name, your signature, stars, flowers, boxes, anything, pretty much anything and everything. So rather than be conventional and doodle with a pen and paper, I decided to doodle with the steamy window of the bus coming home tonight from work. I know, controversially. So, that temptation where it's almost like, I don't know, childlike syndrome where if, I guess if you're in a classroom scenario, whether it be uni or school or whatever, if it was the blackboard, don't know if we can even call it that now, but if it was the blackboard, you'd always want to wipe it clean or whatever and start again. That was basically your canvas. Whereas in college, nothing changes. It goes from a blackboard to a whiteboard, and the markers are still available. It's a blank canvas for you, and you tend to go a bit mad. I'm sure I've also got pictures of my college days, doing exactly that. So tonight, X amount of years down the line, and you would think I would have grown out of doodling. I don't think anyone ever grows out of doodling. The temptation was basically too much for me. And I thought, what am I going to doodle? And you tend not to think about it. If you think about it beforehand, you overthink it and then you don't know what you're doodling. So I ended up going for the simplest of all things and drew me a love heart. And then I thought, right, okay, I'm really quite chuffed with my artisticness. Basic, but it pretty much summed me up. I'm all about the LOVE. Okay? And then I thought, wow, anybody who's actually looking at it is going to think, God, she must be desperate. Who draws a love heart on a bus, on a crowded bus? Who draws a love heart? If you had a blank window, a blank steamy window, you would not draw a love heart. You'd probably draw a star or something else. So I then thought, right, I need to get a little bit more creative than that. I ended up drawing, drawing. I make it sound like I'm Rolf Harris or something like that. Well, it was certainly not an art attack by any manner of means. Neil Buchanan would be thoroughly disappointed in me. But I ended up drawing a brolly. Not exactly the most creative of things, but then I thought, it's raining down love. Aww. Okay, pathetic.